Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Nun Hey, and we are up to Sif Dalid. We'll be finishing the Siman today. So we all learned about the halacha of Mayim Shalanu, that you need to knead the dough with water that has rested overnight. And now the Shulchan Aruch says, Mayim Shalolanu, Mayim that did not rest overnight, Shenis Batlu Chad Betray, that became Batel, meaning it got mixed up with water, shalanu, lashon lahem. So you can take now that mixture of water that has two parts, mayim shalanu, to one part, mayim shalolanu, and use that and knead with that water. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, sifkat lamaches, chad betray, one and two. So it says, lav dafka, that whenever it says like one and two, it doesn't really mean it needs to be a percentage, right? 66%, right? 2 to 1. It means rov, lav dafka. Betray ela beruba. It means majority. Batam, and what's the reason why? If you have a majority of mayim shelanu to mayim shelolanu, you can knead with it. Kevan derubo tzonein miskarer. Since the majority is of cool water, it's going to cool and it's going to be okay. And therefore, you could use it to go ahead and knead with it. Bekasu achronim the af lechatchila. Yochol la'arev im roe shelo yaspik lo hamayim shelanu. And he says here that even lechatchila, you could go ahead and you could mix and add, if you don't see that you're going to have enough mayim shelanu, so you can go ahead and mix the two to go ahead and, you know, use that water to knead with if you don't have enough mayim shelanu. Sif katan lamid tes lashin bahem, but dafka im disarev amayim kodem halishav in his batlu. So this is only if what happened was the water got mixed up, meaning the mayim shalanu, the water that rested, got mixed up with the water that didn't rest overnight. Mayim shalanu got mixed up with the mayim shalolanu. But however, he says avalitain beisa chad betray b'mayim shalanu. What happens if already mayim shalolanu fell into the flour to then go ahead and, you know, knead the dough if mayim shalanu then fell into the flour after the mayim shalolanu fell into the flour? That's going to be usser. V'afilu b'diyeved yesh la'ayin im erev b'mezid. And he says it could be that even b'diyeved, you would not be able to go ahead and, you know, use it if you b'mezid went ahead and did this. Because remember, we talked about that, what's the halacha if you have mayim shelolanu that you used for kneading? So we said that if it was done with shogeg b'diyeved, you could use that matzah. But if b'mezid you went ahead and you kneaded the dough with mayim shelolanu, you cannot go ahead and eat that matzah. So now he's saying, what would be in this case if mayim shelolanu fell into the flour, and now more water, you say, oh, I want to save it, and now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pour more water, namely mayim shelolanu, in there in order to make it good. So he says, possibly that's a problem that, you know, of doing it, you know, it might be a problem if this was done b'mezid. Meaning, let's say b'mezid, you went ahead and you poured in mayim shelolanu, and then you went ahead and you added b'mezid mayim so you put in mayim shelolanu, and then afterwards you put in mayim shelanu. But you did that all b'mezid, after the mayim shelolanu was placed into the flour. So he's saying, perhaps even b'mezid, that would be a problem. Let's move on here. Sif hey. Noagin shelolitain melach b'matzah. The minhag is not to go ahead and put salt. You want to have nice salty matzahs? Okay, so during the year, go buy some shreitz matzahs and you can have salty matzahs. But the minhag is not to put salt in your dough when you're making the matzah. V'nachon adavar, and he says that's a correct practice. Comes the Ramah, he says, not just a minhag to be nayeg, he says, afilu b'diyeved yesh la'asar. He comes and he says, even the Ramah says, even b'diyeved, if you took salt and you mixed it into your batter, into your dough for matzah, it's going to be asar. Sounds like asar meaning even on chalamay. Even on chalamay, it's going to be asar because there's a concern for chametz, as we will see. I could be concerned for chametz. You're just making some matzah with some salt. So let's see. Sif katan mem, noagin shalo, lefi sheyesh omrim shehamelach mechameim es ha'isa, v'al yedei kein ha'isa nochal lahachmitz. Because there are those that say that salt will go ahead and warm up the dough, and based on that, it's going to be more readily leavenable. It's going to be more easy to become chametz, obviously in a shorter amount of time, and therefore one should not go ahead and put his salt into his dough. Comes mem aleph, sifkat mem aleph, ba matzah, not to put melach in the matzah. Hainu, he says here, kodem afia. When is it a problem? Before you bake the matzahs. Aval achar afia, if after it was baked, vadai shari liktof pnei matzah, he says, after it was baked, there's no problem if you take the matzah and you dip it into salt water, right? No problem. Liktof pnei matzah b'mei melach, go ahead and dip the matzah into salt water, ulahachziram latanor, and then put it back into the oven, kemosha osim b'chol ha'moed, like people would go ahead and do on chol ha'moed. Obviously, these are not kibrochot people, okay? But he's saying you can go ahead and you can dip the matzah into salt water, and then go make yourself a nice salt water, rebake matzah, make some matzah pizza, make some matzah braai, make some. Here, this guy, all he wants is a little bit of salt. You know, he's like pas b'melach tochal, he's a big Talmud Chacham. He only wants to have pasba. He only wants his pasba melach. That would be okay. However, when we tomakom lematzas mitzvah b'shtei halelos yesh li zaher. However, he says for matzas mitzvah, it's not so simple. Meaning to use it for the seder, for the mitzvah of matzah, he says yesh li zaher. This gets into a whole shaila as to whether or not this will become what's called matzah ashira in terms of being yotze the mitzvah. Again, it's not going to be chametz, but it might not be able to be used for the mitzvah of matzah. You got to keep your matzahs nice and unsalty and nice and, you know, matzah dick, nice and hard. Unless, of course, you're of a Taimani persuasion, then maybe you can't have salt, but you could have a little fluffy matzah. Anyway, Viker. Sipkat membeis. It comes to Ramah and he says, I feel b'di'evet. Even b'di'evet, it's going to be a problem with salt in the dough. He says, "Va'ein ba'achronim shiskim u'dimnasa b'ma'at melach." The achronim say, "If you just put a little bit of melach, ve'afa osem yad, and you bake it immediately, meaning you don't go ahead." The ainu lo kishar matzahs tekaima lamuusha esek sha'iskim bam biyadayim eino manichin lachmet. And not like other matzahs, which we'll see, and like in Paskin, that the fact that a person is, you know, constantly kneading the dough, constantly working the dough, it won't come to chametz. Okay. Again, we try to make sure that we don't get it within the amount of time anyway, even when we are working it the whole time. We'll have all the chumras. But he's saying that those that say if right away after you knead the dough, okay, with the salt, right after you go ahead, you put the salt in, you then go ahead and make the matzahs, that's not gonna be a problem. In other words, let's say you kneaded the dough already mostly, and then you just stick some flour into it, quickly put the matzah in the oven. That will be ein nesar b'di'evet. These achronim say, in such a scenario, even according to the Ramah, it wouldn't aser b'di'evet. Vayein b'ber halacha. And you check out the ber halacha. Shekasavnu, the b'melach shalanu, shehu told us hamayim. Ber halacha says that when it comes to our salt, I guess they had sea salt in the time then, because like, you know, I thought the first time I saw sea salt was when I came to Israel. I guess in America, I never remember sea salt. But you guys have sea salt? Oh, yeah? Okay. All right, but I would live there. I didn't remember the sea salt. But anyway, but he says if you're using sea salt, efshar de'ein ein la'asor, efshar de'ein la'asor b'di'evet, afilu lo afa osa miyad. Even if it was not baked immediately, meaning it could be that the nature of sea salt is not like regular mine salt from the mines, and even if it wasn't baked immediately, like those achronim said, would be okay, even with regular salt, if it was a little bit of salt and baked immediately. Could be that it would sea salt, even if it wasn't baked immediately. Obviously, it wasn't baked after the 18 minutes, because then it would be chametz regardless. But I mean, it wasn't baked immediately after the salt was put in. If it's sea salt, maybe b'di'evet, it would be okay. Again, these are all, you know, maybes. Obviously, today, we stay away from salt in our making of the matzahs. I don't think you're going to find any matzah factory that has any real serious hechsher that's going to stick their salt, even if it's sea salt, in their matzahs, in the original making of the matzahs. Let's move right there. Sifkat mem gimel yesh le'asor, comes the Raman, he says you would aser. Rapri chadash means we'd aser b'di'evet. He says if salt was actually put into the dough, and again, we say if salt was put into the dough and it wasn't baked immediately, it's going to be aser b'di'evet. Ha'pichadash cholek. The Pichadash argues, he holds that it's not going to aser b'di'evet with a little bit of melech. And therefore, he says, even though we see here the Ramah who says that with melech it's aser b'di'evet, he says, im ha'yashogeg, if it was shogeg, you could rely on his opinions that a cholik on the Ramah and say that b'di'evet, if it was done b'shogeg, you just didn't know. You thought, hey, a little bit of salt. What's the problem? You know, and that's it. You know, that's okay. B'di'evet, because it was done b'shogeg, to be makom. Cholzel in achila says all of this in terms of the chumrah of the Ramah that if you have salt, a little bit of salt, and you don't bake it immediately, it's going to be usher to eat. That's all in achila. Aval in hana, afil the Ramah shari b'di'evet. He says, when it comes to the iser hana, no one says that this is full-blown, you know, chash chametz in terms of the iser hana, that you shouldn't be nene from this matzah if it was made with salt, a shtickle salt. Okay, so you'd be able to go ahead and sell it to goyim, right? If you don't want to, you know, keep it around, okay? So be able to benefit from it or benefit from it after Pesach. It's not aser behana. Sif vav. Lush hamatzah beketzach. What's ketzach? Guess what ketzach? It's a kimmel, right? Mem dalet beketzach. Kimmel. Belush and Ashkenaz. You can ask kimmel if he knows where his name comes from.
Which
one? Okay? You can ask Shia. You can ask, you know, a lot of kimmels. Azi. Leiter. Yeah. Baruch Kimmel. The Lashon Ashkenaz. So in Lashon Ashkenaz, in German, Kimmel is the same thing as Ketzach, which in English is Callaway. That's the type of spice that it is. Okay? So he says, if you have Ketzach, and you have Shumshum, back to the Shulchan Aruch, Lush, you needed the matzah with Ketzach, Callaway, Kimmel, the Shumshumin, and sesame, Uvamine, Tavlin, and other types of spices. Ksheira, it's going to be Kasher matzah. Kevan sheyeshba tam matzah, because it has the taste of matzah. Assuming it has the taste of matzah, you didn't put in significant enough spices where it loses the taste of matzah, it will still be kosher. Umikol makom, he says, don't get excited. Ein li tein ba tavlin l'chadchila, you should still not go ahead and do it. Why? Because at the end of the day, it is a shtickle sharp, and it's going to warm up the isa. So l'chadchila, you should not go ahead and put in any spices. And then he goes and he says, hagah. However, when we say spices, we don't mean all spices. Ramah says, u'pilpilin, pepper, afilu b'di'evet asa. That's a different league of spice, pepper. Whoo, hot pepper. It's going to be asa b'di'evet if you mix your dough with pepper. V'chein im nafal ba sid. Also, if sid, lime. Delicious. Don't put any lime. Next time, make sure not put any lime in your matzah. Because that also will be a little shtickel too spicy. And if it's too spicy, it means it's warm and it's much more conducive to chametz and chimutz, and therefore b'di'evet matzahs that a little shtickle pepper fell into, bad news. Lime, bad news. Okay? Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about all this. Sifkat and Mem. Hey, Sheira, Kevan. Okay, why is it Sheira, these things like Ketzach, Shumshumin, and other spices? So he says, the Shulchan Aruch said, because it has the taste of matzah. So he says, Melashon zeh mashma, tafilu ein barak kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, v'yesh ba tam matzah yotzei ba. He says, it's mashma, even if the ratio is just a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, meaning the ratio is for every, let's say, four beitzim, you have a kezayis of flour. So you mean you have a lot of these other like spices in there. Even if the flour is not even the majority or far from the majority, yesh batam matzah, you're going to be yotze. Meaning you could have a majority of these other spices as long as it has a shtickle taste of matzah. Vayim b'prichadash of Magen Avram, shedaitam b'tzarech lechol kol achilas pras. However, he says, you got to take out the prichadash that, nah, it's not that you can just have a kezayis and you're going to be yotze. According to this shita, not only do you have to have that ratio of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, you have to at least eat. Let's say you would have a kazayas in a mixture the size of a pras, which is about 4 beitzim, 5 beitzim. You'd have to eat the whole pras in that shear, in that amount of time.
How much time?
Okay. Well, if you eat the whole pras, you're okay, because you ate the pras, and you ate in the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, you ate a kazayas. So that therefore you are okay. Again, it's 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever sheet that you're going with. Okay. If you're an old man, you can maybe rely on 9 minutes. If you're a nice, strong, tough guy, you could do in the 2 minutes. Best way to do the 2 minutes, if you're in front of your parents, okay, is to move your head to the right and get it all in your mouth and chew it up quickly in your mouth. That's where you swallow it all chewed up. You think they'll go for that? Anyway, that's what we do in our house. But, you know, and they don't have to worry about me. That's what all my son-in-laws do. They stick it in their mouth, chew.
What about the biscuit?
Okay, they chew. They keep it in there. They keep it in their mouth, and then they swallow. I shouldn't only do my son-in-laws. My sons do it also. Anyway, weiter. Okay. But anyway, however long it takes to eat the pras. The point is you have to eat the whole pras, because you have to at least have a kazayas of flour. You can't have, you know, just a percentage of a kazayas, two achilas pras in the mixture, and then in the end eat only, you know, significantly less than a kazayas of flour. Why? Because kadeshi have a kazayas matzah chutz mitzavim. It has to be that you're actually eating a kazayas of matzah besides the tavlin. So this was a whole big shaila with respect, if you remember back way back when we had mixtures of flour together, flour of the five grains mixed with flour of non-five grains. If you remember, it was a whole hack. It might be different if you're dealing with rice. It might be different if you're dealing with barley as opposed to wheat. And the depending on the type of mixture it is, and depending on the shita, you might or might not have to have a full kazayas of flour from the five grains that you are taking down in order to be yotze. Because the issue revolves around when it has the tam of matzah, does it transform that whole mixture into matzah? So if it transforms the whole mixture into matzah, even if you're not eating a kazayas of matzah, meaning of the flour and the water, but you're having a kazayas of the whole mixture, but it has the tam, the taste of flour, it's already going to be, you know, okay. Here he says there are those that say you dafka have to have swallowed a full kazayas of matzah chutz from the tavlin. The chatchila, he says, bainan sheyerov min hadagan. So now he goes and he says, but if you remember back in that sugya, we concluded that lechatchila, you need not only a kazayas bichtei achilas pras, you have to have a majority of the flour. Dagan is the five grains. You have to have a majority of the flour from the five grains. It's not enough to have a kazayas bichtei achilas pras lechatchila. And again, lechatchila today, we don't mix anything. Lechatchila today, we just have flour and water, nice, delish matzah. Let's move weiter. Let's finish it up here. Memvav sheyesh ba mashma diyotzin. Mashma the yotzin by yidechova b'layla rishona. It's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch that you're going to be yotzin the mitzvah matzah here. Mishum de lo chashiva matzah ashira. It doesn't seem that they're going to be viewing this matzah like matzah ashira. As you all know, matzah that's mixed with, for example, a flour that was mixed with fruit juice, that's not matzah that you should be yotzin the mitzvah matzah. That's called matzah ashira. So to hear, one might have thought that if it's mixed with all these other spices, it would be like matzah ashira. What's the idea of matzah ashir? It doesn't have the status of lechem oni, and you shouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah matzah with it. And therefore, be mimela asa la'achal b'erev Pesach. Since this is not matzah ashira, then it would be asa for you to eat on erev Pesach because it's not matzah ashira, and you would be able to be yotzei that night with the mixture with the spices. Umi, however, he says yesh omrim. That's what I was telling you. That's why we don't go ahead and we don't rely on this, because yesh omrim de'enak shera ela b'shayamim. According to this, it's only going to be kosher on the other days of Pesach. And it's not going to be chametz because of spices. Aval, however, the Eish Omrim say, he bechlal matzah ashira. It's considered like matzah ashira, and you're not going to be yotzei your mitzvah, b'shnei lailas harishonim, the Eish la'achmir. That's why I said to you, l'maisa, none of the matzah factories that want to have you eating your matzah on the night of Pesach are going to be making their matzah shmura, and you're going to be yotzei your mitzvah with any spices, because of the Seish Omrim that it would be considered Matzah Ashira, Umikom Makom, Ein Litzein. So Shulchan Aruch said the Chatchila, even for purposes of the rest of Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, you should not the Chatchila mix up any spices into it. Ritzon Lomar, the Chatchila Ein Nachom. So now you see, the Chatchila, you can't mix spices in. Anyway, Sifkata Memches, because of the concern of it being sharp. And then the Rama said that pepper, pilpulin, is a problem. Even b'diyeved, afilu korat echa, even one little piece of pepper there, osek kola isa, makes the whole dough chametz, v'chein ma'atzid, even a little bit of lime, v'gafka kishenilosh betocho, it's only if it got kneaded inside. Avol nafo, alav yisal kenu mutter, however, a little piece of pepper falls on it, you can just pull it out, and, you know, with some of the dough that touched with it, and you'll be fine. Sifka de memtes, aser, the pilpulin b'diyeved, haynu b'achila b'lo v'ana, we're talking only the pepper, if it got mixed in, and we say b'diyeved, it's going to be a problem. That's only ba'achila. However, ba'ana, you could go ahead, right? And you could sell these matzahs that were made together with the pepper. Ba'zangbil, ginger, he said, you know, kipilpil, that's also like pepper. Ve'efshar du'adin negelich, the karkom, which is like clover, okay? Ve'yesh omrim, and others say, t'chol mine tavalin, other types of tavlin, chutz mipalpilin v'sid. Others say that anything besides pepper and lime is going to be mutter b'diyeved, afilu ba'achila is going to be okay, b'diyeved la'achila. Again, when we say b'diyeved la'achila, it means on Chol HaMoed, but for Pesach itself, for the mitzvah, it might be Matzah Ashira, as we saw. And finally, Sifkat the Nun, Sid, Hainu Sid Chai, live Sid, meaning fresh Sid, fresh lime. Aval Sid Sheva Kotel, if you have some, imagine delicious, if you have some lime on the wall, Shekvar is Yavesh, it got dry, Niskasha Ke'evan, and it got hard like stone, near a plush at the Enosa, you don't have to worry if it got in there, it already got dry, it's not going to go ahead and spice up your dough. I got it. Thank you.